He's talking to Samuel Douard about something very serious that could start taking place near you, so listen carefully.
The mining company Variscan has its eye on the natural resources of Brittany and is asking the préfet of Côte d'Armor and of Morbihan for permission to explore. It's already obtained its permis exclusif de recherche, PER, for an area south of Guingamp, which takes in 25 communes from Bourbriac through Calac to Belle-Île-en-Terre. Variscan is prospecting for base metals, such as copper and lead, but also for precious metals, for example, gold, silver, tungsten. The French government is behind the scheme in an effort to reduce the country's dependence on imports of these precious metals, which are essential to today's high-tech manufacturing. Permission to explore has been granted in this first area, known as the Loc-en-Vel PER, on the grounds that there is a tradition of mining in that region. Variscan has applied to explore two other areas of Brittany. The first is a 400 square kilometre region known as the Merléac PER, which stretches from Plaintel near Saint-Brieuc to Lanescat and Mur de Bretagne in the southwest, and the other region crosses two departments, from Plougarnevel in the Côte d'Armor to Melrand in Morbihan. This smaller area of 14 communes is known as the Silfiac PER, after the village at its centre. Local people are just becoming aware of the potential impact, should mining rights be granted, and pressure groups are taking it upon themselves to raise awareness still further, with public meetings in several communes. Sam Douard is one such campaigner, and I spoke to him in the garden of his lovely house, looking over the forest of Kennecan. Sam, why are you opposed to this plan?
We are opposed to this plan because there is no public discussion. The government sent only consultative notification to the communes, and they don't take care of the advice of the mayor. And so we think that we need public discussions for this project, society project. Mm-hmm. And we think there is no guarantee for environment and employment. They say it's for give job to people in the center of Brittany, but we don't believe that. Today it's only for exploration. We don't know if there will be one day an exploitation, but we prefer to have discussion now before it's too late. And we think there is no clean exploitation mean in the world, because they need a chemical and a lot of water for exploited. 4 grams of gold, we need to destroy 1 tons of bedrock only for 4 grams of gold.
It uses the environment.
Yes.
Very seriously.
With chemical like arsenic and cyanide.
Cyanide.
Yes,
yeah.
Cyanide.
Do you think the local people have any benefit? Because this area used to be a mining area.
Yes, but it was a long time before, and at this time they don't take care of environment and of the health of the people who work in the mining. So now the planet is changing. We know the climate change and the problem with energy, and we think there is another way for development, like recyclate and renovation and to stop waste. So we want to talk with the government about this project.
How can your group attract ordinary people who aren't maybe what you might call eco-warriors?
It's not a radical opposition. We know we need natural resources, but we want to speak about the way we take to for the development. And now we want to have a discussion, public discussion with the government, and to have guarantees of employment, of environment, and tax. Because we know a lot of enterprises and companies work here and pay less tax because they go in Luxembourg, in Switzerland. So there is no guarantee for us for employment, taxes, and protection of environment.
Have you managed to make the farming community aware of these issues? Because I think they must have some impact on farming.
Yes, that's why we start to we create a discussion in each commune to present the project to the people, because a lot of people they don't know that this project exists, to explain the project and to explain our position, because we know there will be a lot of impact for agricultural activities and touristic activities. So they promise us a lot of employment and job for people, but maybe for farmers they lost their job and activities. A lot of tourists don't want to come back more in Brittany because there is a mining. Yeah, that's why we are afraid.
You are part of a collective known as Mine de Rien. You're very keen to make sure that people know about this project for exploration and maybe exploitation. How are you doing this?
In the first time, they can go to the mayor. The mayor, because they get all the documents. Various can means give them. And now we start to make a debate in each mayor to explain to the people.
Each commune?
Yeah, so, and people are for they are okay for this project, but a lot of people know, and we want to debate of this. We don't want conflict between, like in south of France, to the barrage of Sivens, bar farmers against eco-warrior, before debate and change the ideas of this project.
Thanks very much, Sam. You've explained it really well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert Samuel. That does sound rather daunting, and it could have dire consequences for the local environment. Hopefully not. If you want to find out more, you can go to your local mairie, and there's also a website you can click onto. It's called alternativeprojetminier.org, and I'll spell that out for you. It's alternativeprojetminier.org.